This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A Missouri House leader has begun an investigation into a state program that subsidizes brownfield redevelopment in the wake of a newspaper report citing problems involving hazardous waste cleanup and the demolition of a shopping mall. Republican Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City is the chair of a government accountability committee. He says he wants answers from two state agencies about how tax credits valued at nearly $8 million were allowed for the project at Northwest Plaza in St. Louis County. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that the state allowed a single company, Environmental Operations Incorporated of St. Louis, to design an asbestos cleanup plan, manage the bid process, and hire itself for the work. The company's owner denies wrongdoing. Mall developers and state officials declined comment. Another Kansas City suburb has signed on to receive Google Fiber, the search giant's high-speed internet service. Lee's Summit is the ninth city in the Kansas City area to reach an agreement with Google Fiber since the service was first introduced to the area in 2012. Google Fiber plans to construct a high-speed broadband network that can transmit up to 1 gigabit of data per second. That's almost 100 times faster than conventional home broadband. The Kansas City Star reports the Lee's Summit City Council yesterday approved three agreements that cover installation and operation of the fiber optic network in the city. There is so far no indication when the service will be available to Lee's Summit residents. The tree-killing emerald ash borer has been found in two more southern Missouri counties, prompting the Missouri Department of Agriculture to place quarantines on the movement of ash wood products in those counties. State ag officials said today the insect has been identified in Bollinger and Pulaski counties. The quarantine prohibits ash tree products such as logs, lumber, compost, nursery stock, and hardwood firewood out of those counties. It's part of an effort to slow the spread of the insect. The emerald ash borer is native to China and eastern Asia. It was first detected in the U.S. in 2002 and is now in 15 states. It has now been found in six Missouri counties. A former executive for the global health insurance company Cigna spoke out against unfair insurance practices yesterday. KBIA's Teddy Nykel has more.
Speaking to an audience in Columbia, Wendell Potter said, in a way, health insurance companies have been enslaving Americans, locking them into jobs for fear that they will lose coverage if they quit, and forcing them to pay high premiums for basic care. He says Missourians could get better coverage if the state expanded Medicaid. Missouri lawmakers voted against expanding the federal program earlier this year, but Potter says he believes they will change their minds.
Not only is it the right thing to do for Missourians who don't have coverage and who would be eligible, it makes economic sense.
Potter says health care costs in the United States are among the most expensive in the world, even though the U.S. spends more of its GDP on health care, and he says medical debt is the leading cause of bankruptcy. Teddy Nykel, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.